This is the Press Pass here on KXL. I am Chris Ryan, KXL, your home for Boston Celtics basketball here in the 2020-2021 season. The show presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and the segment of the program brought to you by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first and has since 1951. For more information, visit prescription-center.com. Celtics open up the regular season on Wednesday, final preseason game against the Nets here on Friday night as we do the program. And it's a big year for Jason Tatum. He signed the max contract and made the step to being an all-star last year. He was on the periphery of being a superstar in the postseason. Will this be the year where he climbs into the NBA elite? He talks about that right here.
I think it just has to elevate my playmaking ability. I kind of felt like it was trending that way during the playoffs. You know, just seeing a lot more attention, a lot more double teams, blitzing, and just my ability to make plays and make the game easier for the guys around me. Just being more of a playmaker, you know, getting other guys involved.
John Corrales.
And Jason, to that end, what did you see from Aaron Nesmith out there last night? And did you recognize any of the things he might have been doing wrong from maybe your rookie year?
I feel like he did well last night. You know, I think it's hard, you know, especially as a rookie. You know, he didn't come into the second half, so, you know, you sit in the whole first half, first NBA game. You know, I'm sure he was nervous, but he came in and he played hard, and, you know, he had some shots. And, you know, you can live with guys, no matter if young guys or older guys making mistakes, as long as they're competing and the effort is there. And, you know, he always competes, and obviously he's physically gifted, and, you know, he can really shoot the ball. So, you know, just to play to his strengths and compete, you know, that's all we can ask for.
Hey, Jason, is there a different weight to being, from a mental perspective, of being looked upon as a superstar-type player, A, and B, you look stronger this year? Have you prepared yourself in a different way or just matured physically so that you can carry the weight from a physical standpoint as well?
mentally? That's a tough question. I don't really know what that means. Like, you know, what makes someone a superstar? I guess that's for other people to decide, you know, if you are, if you aren't. I don't really get caught up into, you know, technically being, you know, a superstar. I just feel like each year I want to improve. I want to continue to get better. You know, I don't put a ceiling on, you know, where I'm trying to get to. You know, I want to be one of the best. I want to be one of the best to play this game. I want to be one of the best in the game. You know, so I don't think, you know, that, you know, now I feel different. You know, every year I take the approach, I just want to be better than I was last year. And, I've gained probably about 10 pounds. So, you know, I think that's just, you know, obviously been in the weight room, but you know, I'm getting older. My body's starting to mature a little bit more. So I'm not 19 anymore.
Obviously, you made big steps last year in regards to your game, and I'm curious what steps you plan to take this year, particularly as you look to expand on being a facilitator.
Yeah, just building off the playoffs. You know, when I was facilitating more, you know, things like that. Being more efficient, getting stronger, you know, and more, even more of a defensive threat on defensive end. I mean, I just want to continue to get better in every aspect.
What do you expect the basketball to be like as you begin the regular season next week, given the shorter training camp, all the COVID protocols that have been in place for that, and also the fact there's only two preseason games this year?
Yeah, it's going to be an adjustment. You know, guys on different teams, you know, playing, you know, with the protocols and everything. I mean, as everybody can probably assume, is, you know, it's going to be an adjustment. You know, we're just going to figure it out.
Our Jason Tatum right there also talked with the Celtics' Jalen Brown. Hey, Jalen, hope all is well with you. Just wanted to get your feel on what the basketball is going to be like early on in the season, given the condensed training camp, two preseason games, and how do you have to adapt to what things may be like?
Just trying to take care of your body, first and foremost. But I think we're ready to come out and throw a couple punches, you know, get things started. You know, we got a lot of young guys excited to play. And guys like me who are excited to get back out there too. So I think it should be good. I think we should be ready to roll. Obviously, we got a new team. We're filling out some chemistry, building some more chemistry, et cetera, with Jeff and Tristan when he comes back. But I think we should be ready to roll.
Here is Jeff Teague on the duo of Tatum and Brown.
I knew they were really good players. I know they both play really hard, sides of the floor. Both are just leaders on the floor. You know, they both lead in different ways, but I didn't know they were that close as friends and that they communicated a lot like that. But they're the players that I thought they were, and I think they're both really good players, and I think they're both superstars.
Jeff, as a veteran leader, you just acknowledged that Jason and Jalen are the superstars of this team. They're 22 and 24. How do you go about allowing for them to lead and to grow in that role, but also, you know, being the veteran guy that you are in meetings, on the floor, and so forth?
No, they do a great job of listening. They take advice, and then, you know, it's a back and forth thing. I know how talented they are, and I know how much they mean to the team. So I just try to give my pointers where I can. If I see something, I try to let them know what I see. And then vice versa, if they see something, they let me know. But you gotta find your role. And for them, they're going to be here for years to come. And you know, I just got to find the ways I can help them be better. And obviously, they're going to help me be better. But that's my thing, just trying to help them be the players that they can be and this team to be a team that they can be. And it should be a great year.
Jeff Teague right there, veteran point guard who has joined the Celtics. And him, along with Tristan Thompson, it'll be interesting to see what the impact of those guys are and see if they can help get the Celtics to the next level in regards to winning a championship. Here is Marcus Smart and what he expects their impact to be. Hey, Marcus, your thoughts on how the team looks overall, and in particular, what do you expect the veteran impact to be of Tristan Thompson and Jeff Teague?
I think they're going to complement the group very well. You know, they bring a different aspect to this team that can definitely help us. You know, you got T, who's really good with the ball, you know, been here doing this a long time, and you know, he's really shifty, he's really fast, he really definitely puts the defense on the heels. And you have Trisha, who's just a dog, who's just very aggressive, comes out and plays as hard as he can and does everything he can to help a team win. And when you got guys like that on your team who's been doing this for a long time, especially with Tristan playing on the championship team, playing with the great players he played with, that's always helpful for a team, especially when you're young like us.
A lot of different pieces this year for this Celtics team. Some interesting depth. You saw Javonte Green start in the first preseason game. Peyton Pritchard was phenomenal off the bench for the Celtics in his first pro action. So let's hear from Brad Stevens on how he's going to manage that. Also on the Celtics center situation, where they have four bigs this year with Tristan Thompson out at the beginning of the season. It is just the three of Tice as well as Robert Williams and Taco Fall. Here is Brad Stevens. Hey, Brad, hope all is well with you. Do you feel like there are more questions about roles going into this season than recent years? And how will you go about defining who's going to be doing what for this group with a pretty talented, deep roster?
Well, I mean, the only time I've really gotten questions about it is on these calls. I think our guys know that we're in the process of figuring out who's going to play when with what groups and all those things. And there's going to be a little bit of you're going to be playing a little bit of the back and forth until we're fully healthy. But I think, those things and conversations we'll sit down with them and have. When we define roles here, there's a certain amount of things that everyone has to do. Everybody has to take care of the ball. Everybody has to guard with great effort. Everybody has to, you know, be committed to doing whatever they need to do to add value to winning. And for some guys, that means you get more opportunities as a scorer. For other guys, you got to set those guys up. And I just think, you know, people figure out quickly what they're good at and you can figure out quickly who can put the ball in the basket and who can do other things to help you win. And we'll have all those conversations. But those things are things that most of those guys already know. A lot of guys are just waiting to see how that, what that means in terms of playing time.
Robert was talking about how he was adding some moves around the basket and working on his finishing there. How do you determine what a player is going to put in the offseason in terms of his offensive game? You've stretched out Tice, obviously, in the past. How do you determine what you want a guy to do and work on to be different and more effective?
I think there's two things that guys are always doing in their individual work. Number one is they're honing in on the things that allow them to impact winning right now, and hopefully perfecting those things. And number two is you add things to your game that you may not be using now, but you may be sometimes years of work, sometimes a few months of work, sometimes an off season of work, that then you can add and do so effectively. Until you can do it effectively, it's not, you know, it's nothing more than just work for the future. But hopefully our guys can, I think you can still hear me. Hopefully our guys can, you know, do their best within their roles and add to their game. You know, when I was coaching in college, we used to call that extra time that guys would have to work to add like a dream time of a workout, whether it's adding a three-pointer, a jump hook, a mid-range game, a floater game, whatever the case may be. If it wasn't part of your arsenal, work on that, but don't lose sight of the things you do best.
Here is Robert Williams. The Time Lord got the start at center with Tice out as well as Tristan Thompson. And the dynamic of these three at the beginning of the year and four individuals competing at the five.
You know, we'll push each other. Obviously, everybody want to be in the rotation, but I don't feel like it's pressure at all. You know, I feel like it's fun. It's my job.
Yeah, how excited are you just to get games going and start that competition, start that process, and figure out, you know, where this rotation ends up?
Yeah, I'm really excited, honestly. More so just to get back on the court with my teammates. You know, I feel that good energy, you know, cheering for each other, and however the rotations lay out, they lay out.
Have you put anything else in on the offensive end, whether it's, you know, more of a mid-range jump shot, working with your back to the basket? Have there been any emphasis and focus on, you know, how to kind of round out your offensive game?
Really just learning that I don't have to dunk everything, you know, working on my touch, floaters around the rim. That's been a big part of my offseason.
I also talked with Daniel Tice. Hey, Daniel, hope all is well with you. How do you see the dynamic amongst the bigs this year as compared to, you know, last year with Tristan in the mix instead of Ennis, some development from Taco and Rob as well? What do you see being the dynamic and how you guys can complement each other while also competing against each other?
After overall, we have a deep roster. We have so many guys who can play, and we need it for a long season, especially like a shorter season time period. With 72 games, we need a lot of guys. We need a lot of bodies to throw out there. And Tristan's going to be a good head for us. He's one of the best rebounders in the NBA. He has, like, I think, four offensive rebounds last year. He's athletic. So, but probably still needs a little bit of time as soon as he can practice with us to find the rhythm, find the way we play. But also with Rob and Taco, they're like, we need those guys down the stretch in that season. Everybody saw Rob's a different player. Like, he plays way above the rim. There are not many guys like this out there. You can throw up the lob as a guy, like, anywhere. Same with Taco. He's just, he learned so much since last year, like, just using his size and playing the way, like, a center his size should play, like, in the paint, seeing just, like, and also being a rim protector.
Year two for Taco Fall, a fan favorite and the guy that is so much fun to watch.
One, I just, the relationships that I've built here, whether it was my teammates, whether it was with the coaches, I felt very comfortable here. My game grew a lot because, like I said earlier, I'm in an organization where they believe in me. They took a chance on me last year where a lot of teams had a lot of question marks on me, but they saw that I had a lot of potential. So you always want to, you know, go where you are wanted. And I know that I'm wanted here. I know that they are going to help me, you know, develop my game, and they're going to utilize me in the best possible way. So that was a huge factor in it, for sure.
Hey, Taco, what are the biggest areas where you think that your game has improved since you first stepped on the floor for the Celtics last fall?
So coming out of college, I'm still a traditional big per se, but coming out of college, pretty much all I would do is run rim to rim and just post up in the block. But here we run a lot of actions through the bigs, especially in that free throw line area. So being able to handle the ball in there, being able to hand it off to the guards coming off screens, and being able to move without the ball was something that I had to learn last year. And I've done a lot of things, a lot of different things, especially with Coach Jay, to be able to, you know, help with that. And I think that's one of the biggest part that I have improved on. And defensively, we have a different system. For example, I was used to playing back pretty much, but now I'm more up to the screen and being able to move and understanding different reads and things like that. I think that I've improved tremendously on it. I mean, I'm still a work in progress. I'm not where I want to be yet. I'm not where I know I can be yet. I just got to stay at it and keep working for sure.
Also talked to the Celtics' Aaron Nesmith, their top draft choice, about adjusting to the pros.
Just adjusting to the game, you know, different level of competition, different speed, being tossed in pretty fast and having to learn pretty fast. You know, the head spins every now and then, but it's just how quickly and how well you can slow the game down and help your teammates out and help win games, make winning plays.
Hey, Aaron, how comfortable would you say you are at this point, A, and also, is there an emphasis on just trying to simplify things for you early on both ends?
The comfort level is coming every single day. You know, progress is made every day. It's a slow process. It's a long season. So, you know, I'll be learning throughout the entire season, throughout my entire career, just getting better every single day I walk to the gym. So, for sure, just taking it day by day.
Cassidy Hubbard.
Hi, Aaron. So it's been an accelerated process for the rookies, but have you experienced any?
This is the Press Pass on KXL, presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and that segment of the show brought to you by the Prescription Center.